Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I am Ian, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Perry as described in my reports of 7-19-11 and 5-5-16. Perry, she is now a 63-year-old woman who, again, reports she was injured at work when she fell on ice on 3-2-05. As a result, she believes she injured her lower back with a foot drop and fell down a flight of steps. Period. She did have surgery, including spinal fusion and right total knee arthroplasty. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. The rest of that is normal. New paragraph. As per the voluminous records provided, Ms. Perry did receive an order approving settlement on period. Her original claim petition alleged on 3-12-14 she slipped and fell, sustaining a fractured right hand, right carpal tunnel syndrome, left hand derangement, right elbow derangement, right shoulder derangement, lower teeth dislodged, and left knee aggravation of internal derangement. Period. And underline this does not pertain directly to the current subject event from 3-2-05. Period. She also filed a claim petition alleging on 5-8-13 she was injured. Period. She twisted her leg while straightening up a patient's room. Period. As a result, she believes she sustained internal derangement of the left knee. Period. She applied for a reopener in these matters. Period. In paragraph, I was already in receipt of the bulk of the records you supplied, but accordingly, I will only highlight those that took place after my most recent evaluation in 2016. Period. These include follow-up progress notes from Dr. Disabella on 12-2018. Perry complained of right knee pain and was being seen for need for treatment evaluation regarding her lumbar pain. Period. He noted the history of injury on 3-2-05 and her course of treatment culminating in knee replacement and lumbar fusion. Period. He noted previous surgery was done on 7-1-13 involving left knee PLM abrasion chondroplasty, medial femoral condyle, patellofemoral joint with debridement chondroplasty on 7-1-13. Period. He performed an exam and reviewed her latest lumbar MRI from 9-20-18. Period. That report actually needs to be inserted before this visit. Period. Dr. Disabella noted, although she complains of radicular type symptoms, he was not able to elicit them on exam today. Period. She was not totally compliant with her home therapy program, but may benefit from a short bout of physical therapy. Period. In regard to her knee, her knee prosthesis is in good alignment and functioning normally. Period. She does not have any fusion. Period. He did not feel there was any need for further care, so would not be taking over her care. Period. New paragraph. She also returned to Rothman Orthopedics, having undergone right knee arthroplasty. Period. On 5-15-15, Dr. Pepe wrote, the increase in knee pain is not related to the 3-12-14 injury. Period. her left knee is postoperative total knee arthroplasty that he related to the 3/12/14 injury. Period. On 12/10/18, she was seen by Dr. Lutsky, L-U-T-S-K-Y, also at Rothman Orthopedics, for a knee treatment evaluation. Period. He noted she previously underwent right cubital tunnel and carpal tunnel release surgery, from which she recovered well greater than 3 years ago. Period. She then had a new injury when she tripped over some wiring at work following causing injury to her neck. Period. She has had ridiculous symptoms since that time, along with numbness radiating down both arms. Period. After evaluation, he diagnosed paresthesia, suggestive of upper extremity radiculopathy. Period. He did not see a specific indication of the injury which occurred to her neck, at which time did not injure her elbow, common wrist, or hand, has resulted in any ongoing or recurrent issues with respect to her cubital or carpal tunnel syndromes. Period. She had been seen by a neurosurgeon who felt this is coming from her neck. Period. He did not have the entirety of that evaluation or the EMGs for his review. Period. However, he did not see any indication for additional hand surgical intervention and would refer to the neurosurgeon for ongoing management of her neck. Period. Relative to the right hand, he thinks she can continue to work without restriction and was at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. On 9/28/18, she had a bone scan. There was symmetrical cold uptakes in both knees due to bilateral arthroplasty. There were no abnormal uptakes noted in the lumbar spine. The rest of the exam was essentially normal. Period. I am also in receipt of a very blurry note from Inspira Medical Center in Vineland. That seems to be dated 1/19/17. She was discharged with diagnoses of concussion, contusion, and hypertension. Period. On 11/24/17, she was evaluated by Dr. Becan, B-E-C-A-N. Period. He opined she did need treatment, and it was related to the work injury sustained during the course of employment. Period. If approved, he would assume direct orthopedic care and management of that patient. Period. On 2/23/18, she was seen by Dr. Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-Z, who listed several diagnoses, included low back pain, parvovirus, vitamin D deficiency, chronic fatigue, depressive episodes, chronic pain syndrome, mild intermittent asthma, anxiety disorder, hypothyroidism, central hypertension, systemic lupus erythematosus, and BOLDAT, and age-related osteoporosis without current pathological fracture. Period. He referred her for numerous laboratory studies as well as a DEXA scan. Period. He also ordered urine culture and sensitivity as well as x-rays of both knees. Period. On 8/8/18, she was reevaluated by Dr. Becan. Period. He opined the left knee pathology initially began following her work injury on 5/8/13. Leading to arthroscopic surgery. She then had an aggravation and acceleration of her left knee pathology and work-related injury of 2/12/14, necessitating additional arthroscopic surgery on the left knee and eventually necessitating a left total knee replacement. She then had an aggravation of her left knee and another work injury on 1/19/17. Dr. Becan recommended she be seen by a joint replacement specialist and undergo a bone scan to determine if there was loosening of the prosthesis and whether or not she needs revision total knee replacement. Pretty could not attribute one single injury to the left knee, but the claimant's present need for treatment regarding her left knee. Period. On 12-2018, she did undergo x-rays of the right knee. Period. They showed no acute fracture or effusion, but there was knee replacement with no significant change compared to the prior studies of 3-17-14 and 11-7-12. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Siddiqui performed a neurosurgical evaluation on 5-13-19. Having last been seen on 10-4-18, period. This was relative to an injury of 1-19-17. Period. She was working at a co-worker's desk. Period. There were wires under the desk, and as she turned, she tripped on a wire and fell into a door, striking her head, neck, and left arm. Period. Following the injury, she reported having a momentary loss of consciousness and nausea. Period. She was seen in the Superior Emergency Room the same day. Period. CAT scan of the brain was unremarkable. Period. She also had a CAT scan of the cervical spine that showed cervical spondylosis. Period. She was then seen at WorkNet on 1-23-17. We treated her for the next many weeks through 5-16-17. Period. Dr. Siddiqui also noted a history of several other injuries that will be inserted here as marked from his page 2, period. He also gave diagnostic impressions and a plan that will be inserted from page 2 and page 3 as marked, period. On 6-23-21, she was seen in follow-up by Dr. Panapan. Period. She was not wearing her AFO today. Period. She does have a slight limp on the left compared to the right and walks with a high steppage gait. Period. He noted the EMG from 5-7-21 that showed lumbar polyradiculopathy with chronic changes. Period. Most significantly affected were the L5 levels on the left side. Period. She also had mild changes from L2 through S1 per the report. Period. There was no peripheral nerve entrapment or peripheral neuropathy or neuropathy noted. Period. Dr. Panapahan gave several diagnostic impressions and plan recommendations that will be inserted from the bottom of the first page until the top of the next page. Period. She followed up with him on 5-17-21 when he was unable to review the full EMG from 5-17-21 or cervical and thoracic MRI reports due to computer issues. Period. He wanted her to use a left ankle foot customized orthosis to prevent falling. Come and continue anti-inflammatory medication. Come participate in physical therapy for the lumbar region. Come obtain complete report of EMG/NCV as well as the images of the cervical and thoracic MRIs. Period. She was to follow up in 6 weeks, but does not appear to have done so. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records show she participated in a stress test on 7500. Period. On 9-25-01, she had a 2D echocardiogram. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she refused to have her blood pressure and pulse taken. Period. She was uncooperative in terms of the physical exam as well as in providing her history. Period. Extremities upper. There was an oblique scar on the left forehead with recent sutures measuring 1¼ inch in length. Period. She refused to discuss how this occurred. Period. Range of motion left shoulder was guarded in all spheres. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were 160 degrees with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Left pinch grip was breakaway weakness. Period. Left hand grasp was 5-5, during which he avoided using the index finger. Period. Strength was otherwise 5-5 bilaterally. There was global tenderness to palpation about the left and right shoulders. Shoulder maneuvers, normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed two healed longitudinal scars consistent with her surgeries at the knees. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of the right knee was from 0 to 90 degrees, and on the left was 0 to 135 degrees. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5, 4. Resisted left quadriceps and extensor hallucis longus strength, and 4+ for plantar flexion strength. Period. Strength was otherwise 5-5 bilaterally. Knee maneuvers normal, spine, cervical inspection revealed it. A dowager's hump, period. She had a forward held posture and a right anterior scar consistent with her surgery. Period. Active flexion was 45 degrees, comma, extension 20 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 60 degrees, comma, right side bending 25 degrees and left at 10 degrees. She was tender to palpation about the bilateral trapezii in the absence of spasm, but there was none in the paravertebral musculature or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a physiologic gait, period. She was unable to stand on her left heel, period. She had some difficulty in standing on her left toes, period. She was not wearing an AFO brace during this gait assessment. Period. She changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Period. Inspection revealed a midline 4-inch scar and left paramedian scar more superiorly, measuring 1¼ inches in length. Period. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 55 degrees. Period. Extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully. Period. She complained of severe pain with palpation of the left sciatic notch and greater trochanter. That was radicular in nature. Period. On the right, she had moderate tenderness to palpation about the right sciatic notch and greater trochanter. The rest of the tenderness section is normal. She pointed straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 45 degrees and left at 75 degrees. Elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. She had positive trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. Axial loading maneuver was deferred in light of her cervical spine surgery. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 3205, Kathy Perry was injured at work, as marked in my prior reports. Period. Since last seen here, she had further treatment, as noted above. Period. She also claimed to have sustained additional injuries separate from the subject event. Period. She has had additional diagnostic studies without further surgery. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found she was quite obese with sagging adipose tissue in the upper extremities. Period. There was guarded range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the right knee. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the cervical spine and lumbar spine that was more variable. Period. Seated and supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period. She had positive trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation remain the same and will be inserted here as marked. And that is the end.